welcome back. It's that time of year. You know, the misinformation is flowing, and I don't expect the next 20 minutes to be any different. So, on a serious note, I mean, it's been a great process. Last 2.5 months, working with Coach Wilkes and his staff has been fantastic. To look at the amount of work that we put into this process, right now there's a little under 5,000 reports in total that have been written between our coaching and our scouting staff. And just a shade under 2,000 players have been written. So we've left no stone unturned, from big schools to small schools. Yeah, I mean, I think really when you look at it, it's what type of players are there for the team that's willing to trade. I mean, number one, to trade up, you have to find a partner. Number two, what players on the board when that team is willing to trade? I mean, if it's a dynamic player at that position, it is a game changer. They're not going to take anything short of the mortgage for the house, the farm, and everything to come up. So it's an exact science. These guys all have a degree of talent. We have to judge the mental part of it and how much they love it from a passion standpoint. But that is 15 minutes at Indianapolis is not long enough, which is why we bring all 30 players in for visits, which is why we fly throughout the country and go take visits to the college campuses and get to know them and find out a lot of information, not only from the position coach to the coordinator, the head coach. We go as far to talk to the janitors. We talk to the secretaries. We want to know everything about these young men when we draft them.
One thing that I've learned coming here in a short period of time, man, we got great men in that locker room, good character guys, good football players on the field, but also guys that are going to represent this team well in the community. So that's what we're looking for in the draft, to continue to bring guys in that have our certain DNA.
I think every round has players in it that we'll be excited about. We know that the first round picks have all the bells and whistles, but there's no doubt that not only are guys in the middle rounds going to have success, but we've seen free agents have a tremendous amount of success. I mean, a guy like Tony Jefferson that we signed as a free agent, he ran 4.77 at the combine that year. He was 5'10", so he was overlooked. Now Tony Jefferson makes $9 million, so he's doing okay for himself.
There's been a lot written about this franchise's need to get a quarterback in the future this year, next year. What's your take on all that, the importance of it this year, next year, whenever?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's any secret. I think the biggest issue comes with the supply and demand at the position. Where is a franchise quarterback going to be available? If you're willing to trade, what's the compensation for it? So at the end of the day, I mean, again, it's no secret, but are you willing to put the franchise in a position to be set back for years if you're not right?
At some point, do you have to take that risk where maybe you have to set the franchise back a little bit, take a risk on a guy like that?
If you believe in the player.
Do you look back over the last 5 years and say, it's a mistake we didn't take somebody, draft a quarterback above a fourth round?
Constantly. I think about the things that I've done wrong more so than I think about the things that have gone well. I mean, to me, when you're a competitor, that's how you grow and get better in this business, is to be critical of yourself.
We've taken fifth, sixth round guys, free agent guys, and they came in and performed for us and performed well. And I think the biggest thing is making sure that we get the right guy with the right traits.